Vayter in Shasrin Daf Yud Ches, picking it up on Yud Ches, the second line, last word on the line. The Gemara is going to tell us a story about somebody who unfortunately was mourning because somebody had died. And let's just jump right into it, shall we? So the Gemara would say, Pinchas Achud Amar Shmuel Isra Ben Milsa. Something happened to him, meaning he was in a state of avelus. Pinchas was a brother of Mar Shmuel. Al Shmuel L'mishal Taimim, and he came in order to go ahead and be Menachem him. And Chazinu the Tufrei, the Havanifishin, he saw that he had nails that were long. Amalea, my lo shakaltlehu. Why didn't you go to? Why didn't you cut your nails? Right, this is like we learned at the end of the top of the daf that it says we know we paskin lekuli. You can cut the nails. Why didn't you do it? Amalea says back to him. Ibidi day Hava, mimezalzala be kulehai. If this would happen to you, would you be mezalzal so much? Rashi says, Klomer, ilu ha'isa of you and avel. Would you go ahead with your avelus? Would you cut your nails? It's avelus. You know, why would you got to take it seriously? Havai kishgoga sheyotze milfnei ha'shalit. His words ended up being like a mistake that came from the mouth of someone who rules. He said that, and this is what ended up happening. He ended up being an avelus. He said to him, what would you do if you were an avelus? And by saying such a thing, unfortunately, it has caused him to be an avelus. Okay, so what happened? He came, he flipped around, and he came now to be Menachem of Elohim. So Shmuel, when he saw him coming in, he took his nails and he threw it at him. Rashi says, "Zarkinu meiruf kas," because how angry he was. V'had mechanes l'hu dezarkun rasha. He then gathered him up because someone who throws it is a rasha. So what happens? Amalei, he says to him, "Leslach bris krusa l'sufasayim." Don't you know that when you go and you speak, you have a bris krusa l'sufasayim? You create like a covenant with your mouth. Rashi says, "Dechsev v'nishtachav v'nashuva aleichem v'chein hava dechazut arvayu." You know, you have to be careful how you go and you speak. You go and you say something, and it's going to go create something. It's going to happen. Rav Yochanan says, how do we know that a person goes and he speaks, it actually goes in and creates something with his mouth? Avram Vinu says, you stay here, and you know, with the donkey, and I and we're going to go, and then we are going to come back. This is Avram Avinu saying that we're going to go. It's talking about the Akedah. We're going to go, and we are going to come back. And by speaking in such a way, ended up causing that both of them came back. Even though he thought he was going to shecht them, the fact that he said this, apparently the Gemara is showing, actually had an impact that he came back with him. Jump back into the nails now, and we say that what's Savimine, the yod in the regalo, that only it came to the hands, you can cut the hand nails, but you're not allowed to cut that on your feet. Rashi says, Mutter bime evlo mishum de mois de regalo. When your feet, it's not mois, not disgusting, therefore you're not allowed to cut it, but in your hands, you are allowed to. I'm Ravanan Batachlifel, didim, if for Salimine de Shmuel, I was understood, the lotion of the yod, lotion of the regal. I was explained to me that it doesn't make a difference if it's a hand or it's on the foot, he's allowed to cut both fingers and toes, nails. I'm Rav Chiyabar Ashi, I'm Rav, he came and he says, Uve gnostra usser. But to do it with scissors, Rashi's misparaim, that is usser. It's got to be done with something other than scissors. Okay, let's keep going. I'm Rav Shemin Baraba. He says, Hava kamina kamid Rav Yochanan, be midrash b'chol demor. That was once by Rav Yochanan, by the base midrash b'chol demor. V'shaklinu letufre b'shinu v'zakinu. And he went ahead and he bit his nails and he threw them. We learned out three things from that. You're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to cut your nails in Cholomoid, like you bit his nails. It's not considered mius to go ahead and Rashi says, when you're going to take it with your teeth, to bite your nails, that's not considered mius. It's not considered disgusting. You're allowed to go and you're allowed to throw it. Says, is it really true? The three things he said about Tziponayim. But nails, hakorven tzaddik, someone who buries his nails, that's a tzaddik. Sarfan chassid, someone who goes ahead and burns them, he's considered a chassid. Zarkan rasha, someone who throws them, he's considered a rasha. So how come you can learn from here to say that you're allowed to go and throw them? Time of Mai says, no, what's pshat that you're not allowed to go and throw them? Maybe a pregnant woman's going to walk by and she's going to be having a miscarriage from it. But isha b'midrashalashchicha, but a woman's not usually found in the base medrash, and therefore it wasn't a problem for him to go and throw because in the base medrash. In fact, the mar v'chitem is zimin demekanshe lehu v'shal. If you're worried that maybe what's going to happen is sometimes the nails are going to go ahead they're going to be collected and picked up from there, and they're going to be thrown outside. You say, oh no, what about that? Rashi says, va'avra aleu isavrai, and then a woman's going to walk over them outside. No, kevin d'shtani shtani. Since it's moved, it moved. Rashi says, mehu duchta dahavim mekara ishtani. It moved from its original place where it was, velo miski, therefore it's not going to go out and get a damage. Only if it's in its place, it's a problem. If you sweep it out, it's not an issue. He says, Zug ba mechmasam lifnei Rebbe. There was a pair of great sages that came from a place called Chamsun that came in front of Rebbe. Omar Zutra Masim, Zutra says that it was a Zug ba mechmasam lifnei Rebbe, that there was a Zug that came. Rashi points out that the difference is that it wasn't in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. The Brisa the Bikshu Mimenu Tzipernayim B'mei Evlo V'lav Mishmei Rabbi Yehuda. Not in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, nonetheless, it's Bikshu Mimenu Tzipernayim. So they came and they asked, what's the deal with nails? So you're allowed to go ahead and you can cut the nails. So Hitalem, he said, it's Mutter. V'im Bikshu Mimenu Safa Hitalem. And if he would have gone ahead and asked about, what about the Safa? And Rashi says, Klomer, Ana Chazina L'daitei, which is the mustache, he would have marked that also. It's not a problem with going ahead and of an issue of shaving the corners of the face. If he would ask to do such a thing, he would have said that's okay also. They even asked about the mustache, and he said, yeah, it's mutter, you allowed them to go ahead and to cut the mustache. Safa Mishmi Durav. Safa mizavis levavis zavis, you're allowed to go ahead and cut the mustache from one corner to the other corner. Discuss some answers we've shown him. We're talking about Chalamoid here and Avel. In any event, Amr of Ami says, Ubisafa ma'akevis, if you have a safa is ma'akev, in other words, you have yourself a mustache which is messing up the food, you're not able to go ahead and eat because it's blocking stuff. Then Amr of Nachum Yitzchak Lididi, he says, oh, I'm sorry, Amr of Ami says, we're talking about a case where it's blocking the food, it's messing it up. Amr of Nachum Yitzchak Lididi, kisafa ma'akevis damili. By me, I hold the whole thing is like messing up food. Rashi says, Danina daiti, according to me, call a suffix of suffa makevas dummy, Danina li daiti. You're allowed to go ahead and you can cut the whole thing. He was like a istinus. It really bothered him. So he's talking about himself. Other people, no, only what's necessary. But for him, he needed to do the whole thing. And now another shtickle from Avital. Vamra Avital Safa Mishmei Durav. He says, Paro Shahibim Moshe, the power that lived at the times of Moshe. Let's talk about him, huh? Hu Amma, he was the height of an Amma, Uzukanu Amma, and his beard was an Amma, Ufarmashtuko Amma Vizeris. And his Parmashto, Rashi says, is his Amasa, was his, the part of his body, the Amma. That was an Amma and a Zeris. That's a half Amma, Amma and a half. Lakayim Hashanemer Tapoda, which it says in the Pasuk, Ushafala Noshim Yikim Alei. The Pasuk is talking about how Hashem runs everything, but he puts people who are the lowest of the low over it. Va'amar Avital, Safa Mishadrav, another statement from him. Paro Shai B'mei Moshe Amgushi Haya. Paro is Amgushi, Shenemar, Hine Yotze Hamayma. Well, it's an Amgushi who asks, so Rashi gives two different opinions of what it means. It's a Machlokas in Mitzvah Shabbos. One says that it's a Chereshi, L'chein Yotze Lior. What does that mean? That he would go ahead and he would do witchcraft, kishuf. And another one says that he would go out and speak out against God in a way that he would say he was God. He would go out to the water, say like he's the one who actually made it all and he made himself and all that. Okay, zuck the next part of the Mishnah. These are the people who can go ahead and can do kibbutz. These are people who can do laundry. They come from Medina Sayyam. Someone only has one chalik, one shirt, he's allowed to go out and clean it on chol hamoid. What do you want the guy to do? The guy has one article of clothing. It's kind of stuck. Massive. Rabbi Yirmiya, frek the Gemara. Hold on 1 second. Elu mechapsim mamoid above Medina Sayyam. We said these are the people that can do it. Someone comes from Medina Sayyam. So we said pretty straight up, honey in. Those people, yes. Misha in lo elechalik echad lo, which means that we don't include him in the Mishnah. He's not on the list. Therefore, he's not included. Says Gemara. Amalei Rav Yaakov, Rabbi Yirmiya, Asber lecha. Let me explain to you what's going on over here. He says, Masnisin afagav de isle trey umitnefi. Our Mishnah is talking about even if you have two shirts and they get dirty. Rashi says, Dekatani ilim chapsin afagav de isle trey umitanfi. Aval, misha inlo elechalik echa de kuli amashari. Everything with the case person only has one, then taka it's going to be that it's mutter. So our Mishnah is talking about if he has two. Oh, that a person is allowed to go ahead. And if he's coming from Medina Sayyam, even if he has two. But if a person only has one, then for sure they're allowed to go ahead and do it. Okay, next. Shalach Rav Yitzchak Bar Yaakov Bar Giyori Mishmeidu Rav Yochanan. He says that clay pishtan mutar lechavsan mechol shamoed. When you deal with clay pishtan, which is things that are made out of linen, that's okay. It's mutter for a person to go ahead and they can clean this on chol hamoed. You see, pshat is because these things get so dirty so quickly. Even if you wash them before, it's going to get dirty. Again, also, it's not hard to go in and clean it. Masav Rava, Rava comes and he asks, Mitchus of Yedayim. We know our Mishnah said that Mitchus of Yedayim, Rashi says, Shemenagvahem Yedayim, Mishum Demois, things that you go and you clean your hands with, that's okay to go and deal with. You're allowed to go ahead and use those in order to go ahead. You're allowed to wash those. Beep, turn the page, Yud Chesim Abase. So, but, Kum Tuchois, Hasaparim. Oh. Missed the word over there. Mitchus Hayadayim and Mitchus Hasaparim and the towels that are used by people who go ahead and they give haircuts. These are things Rashi says that shall pishtan, they're made out of pishtan, hani in, only these can be cleaned. But clay pishtan, low. But if you can have other things, then they're not allowed to. What's going on? So the fact that you said this specifically is yes, and this that means everything else is not. Afilu deshar mine. Our Mishnah is coming to tell you, even if it's other types of material, is allowed to go ahead and allowed to be done. But when it comes to linen, then any type of garment is allowed to go ahead and be washed, even a chol hamoed. I saw by the Yama Tveria, the Mafkilo Mishikli the money kitna b'chole demoada. People were bringing a whole bunch of stuff made out of linen on cholamoid. They were going to go ahead and wash it over there. So what do we see? That you're allowed to go ahead and clean it on cholamoid. So it's a second way of showing this concept. Mask of law abai has a kashin. This man lemalon. Who says that they're Ratzon Chachamim Avdi? Who says those people are doing it with the Ratzon Chachamim? They were doing the right thing. Doma Shelo Ratzon Chachamim Avdi. Maybe they're doing the wrong thing. So don't give me a raya because you saw someone perhaps doing something. That's not a raya that it means it's okay. It just means that you saw people doing it. But we sell the original one, the original raya, and it is okay to go out and clean the clay, do clay pishtan. Zuck the next Heliga Mishnah, things we're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed that normally wouldn't be allowed to do. Ve'elu Kosev HaMoed, these are things you're allowed to go ahead and write on Chol HaMoed. Kiddushei Nashim, that's if someone goes ahead and they get engaged. Rashi says, Shekosev B'shtar, Hariyat M'gudesh Shazli. The Isha nicknames B'shtar because she gets engaged, gets married through a shtar. So you can go and you could write out this document on Chol HaMoed. V'gitin, you're also to write a get on Chol HaMoed. V'shovrin, you're allowed to write a shover, a.k.a. known as a receipt. How do I know that you actually paid me? Daitiki, you could write that. That's something which is somebody writes by a shchiv mira. Somebody writes this shtar tzava, like a will. A person's on their deathbed. Matana, your letter of the shtar matana, that somebody went ahead and they gave over some sort of gift. They gave over some sort of big deal over there. You're allowed to write this shtar to make sure that it's given over properly. Upruzbalin, a prizbal is that if we know that at the end of Shemitah, what happens is that all the loans get erased, but there was something created known as a prizbal that you could write that you don't lose your loan, so you're allowed to write a prizbal. Igeris shum, a igeris is a letter, as she says, shum, bekach shamu beizdin, sadazu, v'nasala achim, kach v'kach negdo, and it's something where they shum, they evaluated the value of some sort of field when somebody goes and they die, and it was given over to one of the yarshim, and they're allowed to go ahead and write out what's the value of it. V'igris mazon, some sort of igeris that's written that the person writes. Rashi says, ploni kiba lozun basishto. A person decides he's going to give over sustenance to his wife's daughter, to his stepdaughter. Shtare chalitza umeyunin. You're allowed to shtar chalitza. We know chalitza is when a person is married, a man and a woman are married, and then the man dies before they have any children, and he's left, he has a brother. Then the wife has to go ahead and marry that brother. It's called yibum. Or they do chalitza, where they go ahead and they separate. You're allowed to write a shtar chalitza. Umeyunin, a miyun, is when we have a case which is a derabbanan type of marriage that a father can go ahead and marry off his daughter when she's at a certain age. And let's say the father's not around, he died, then the mother or brother's allowed to do it also, but that's only derabbanan. And she can go ahead and say that she doesn't want this anymore when she comes on age. And that's called miyun. And by doing such a thing, she can write a shtar miyun. Ushtar beruin. Again, having to do with, let's say you're splitting up some sort of property by Yarshin. Rashi says that Biru Beis and Chilik Zelazev and Chilik Zelazev, they split up. This property goes to that person, that one goes to that person. Gziris Bezin, a lot of red of Gziris Bezin, Rashi says, Piske Dinam, different halachas to Paskin, the Igros Shel Rishus, and Igeris, a letter of Rishus. Rashi says, Sivoy Vikium Shel Shilton. Some sort of official that goes out and gives some sort of letter, you'll have to write that up as well. Zuk the Heilige Gemure. One of the things on the list you're allowed to write is Kiddushe Nashim. So now the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, Mutal Ari Sisha B'chol HaShmoed. It's Mutal to go out and get engaged on Chol HaMoed. Shami Yikadmenu Acher, because maybe someone else is going to come and swoop in, and they're going to take her before you do, so before you get engaged. Remember, the engagement then was not the engagement today, where it's like, will you marry me? It's nice and cute and all that, but Lav Dafka, there's any sort of halachic ramifications. So the next day, she can, in theory, get married to somebody else. But Kiddushe was done in a way where it's like, no, now she's Mekudosh and she is separate. Look, we'll see in the Masechas Kiddush. And she actually cannot be with anybody else. She's now connected with this guy, but not yet fully married. So maybe she's almost going to jump. So you want to lock and load it. You want to lock her in. Let's say this is a proof for Shmuel. Like we said in our Mishnah, these are things that can be written. Kiddushin Nashim. My life star Kiddushin Mamish. Kiddushin Mamish isn't just talking about a star of Kiddushin. So therefore, we see you're allowed to go and do this. Says Gemara, lo, lav dafka, don't have a ride for a Mishnah. Because maybe star psikta. All the Mishnah was talking about star psikta, the things that they're pasak, each one that the parents decide what they're going to go and give towards the bride or towards the groom, but they're not even engaged. You got the Gemara of Gidol Merav, the Gemara of Gidol Merav says, Kama atonosin lebincha kach v'kach, Kama atonosin lebitcha kach v'kach, how much you're going to give to the son, how much you're going to give to the daughter, this is how much. Amdu v'kitchu kanu, if they get up and they end up getting married, then kanu, this becomes a real kinyan. Hein heina devar meniknim amir, these are things which are niknim ba'amir, Rashi says below kinyan, there's no kinyan actually happens, yet it's considered like it's a sign, seal, delivered, just going ahead and speaking that out, so you don't have a raya from our Mishnah, the fact that you can go ahead and get engaged on Chol HaMoed. Okay, so let's try from another angle to prove Shmuel. Lema Messiah, let's prove it from the Mishnah. Enos and Nashim, you can't get married to Nashim, to women. Lobosul for Almanos, right? We saw this in Mishnah earlier. Lobosul for Almanos, Yabin, we can't do Yibam. Mepanisha simply a little because it's a Simcha. This is in Daf Ches. Right, they can't do Im Avram Simcha the Simcha. Hala Ari Shari, it says you're not allowed to do Nisui, but you're allowed to get engaged. So there you go, you have a Raya for Shmuel. Says Gemara, no. Lomi Boy, come, it's Lomi Boy, I don't even need to say. Lomi Boy, Laris, I don't even have to tell you, you can't do Erisin. The low Kavin Mitzvah, there's no actual Mitzvah that's happening, they're just locking her off from the market. Elafil Lisa Nami, even to go out and to actually marry her, the Kavin Mitzvah, though, sir, that you're actually doing a Mitzvah, that itself is going to be Usr as well. Rashi says the Osik Bapir of Rivia, that's the Mitzvah that's going out of here, that too is going to be usher to do. So you can't do either. We don't have a proof from our Mishnah. Okay, but then we say it straight out. Tashma, let's take a look from the following idea, the Tana Devei Shmuel. It says in the Braisa, Ma'arsin, you're allowed to go ahead and get engaged on Chol HaMoed. V'alo kon simbi, you're not allowed to go ahead and get married. V'eino sensu, this Erisin, you can't do it. Seris Ezrin, v'alo yim yabedim, v'pnei shesimchilo, because it's Simcha, Shma Mina. Okay, so even though we see you're not allowed to go and do these things, you are to do that, means you're allowed to go ahead and you are allowed to get engaged. Now, one of the things we had said is that a person's allowed to go ahead and get engaged because he's worried maybe someone's going to go ahead and steal his wife. Is he really worried about such a thing that's going to happen? We know he says it, but he himself, every day there's a baskel, a heavenly voice comes out and says, Bas Ploni Leploni, the daughter of Ploni ends up by Ploni, Sada Ploni Leploni, the field of this person is going to be for this particular person. Which means to say that there's nobody who can take it, right? So therefore, what are you worried about? Don't worry about it. Don't get engaged. Everything's fine. Ella, Shami Kadminu Achavir Achmi. Maybe someone's going to go ahead and through his tefillah, he's going to go ahead and he's going to overcome and be able to go ahead and end up marrying this person, even though it wasn't for them. Kiha de Rava. Like the story about Rava. Shame la hugara. He heard that there was this guy, the boy Rachmi Va'amar. He was davening and he was saying the following idea. Tis daven li plinisa. Let me have this particular woman. He wanted to marry this particular woman. Amar lei, Rava says to him, Loti by Rachmi Alchid. That's not the way you should go and behave. You don't daven like that. Ichadzi l'cha, then lo azli minach. If she's for you, then don't worry about it. She's not going to leave for you, not leave from you. Otherwise, you're able to get her. V'lo and if she's not for you, then you're a kofar against Hashem, right? Because it's not meant for you. Rashi says, "Ba'amana dekaamar, delo mesai letzlusa, delo mesai tzlusa klum, ho velo mezamnele klomer hashta." Tzlina Allah, v'lo yistayim milsa. It's not going to help anything. This is not. There's no reason for you to go ahead and do such a thing. So it's not for you. Basa hachishamet dekaamar. After he said this, he heard the guy saying. You heard him saying, "O ihu lemus mekama," either let him die before her, meaning he's talking about himself. Rashi says, "Atzmo yomus." Amar Rashi says, "Ilo mitzuba o I tamus makmei delo ischse kad minispila acher ve'etzar laba." Rashi points out that she's basically saying, he's saying he doesn't want to go through the pain of seeing her marrying somebody else because really he wants her. So he's saying either I should die before she ends up with this guy. Lahachim aris b'moed shelo yekadmenu acher b'rachem shetamus he, and therefore grab her quick so no one should daven like that. In a way that she should die first. So, he lemus mekama, o he thomas mekame. Amalei says, "Om lava minalach loti boyalo de milsa hachi." Didn't I tell you you're not supposed to daven for such a thing? Like, leave it alone, bro. What are you doing? Now we're going to see if there's such a concept that a woman is destined for a man. Rav Mishum Reuven ben Istruvili. Min haTorah min haNeviim min haKesuvim me Hashem ish al ish. From Torah, Neviim, K'suvim, from Tanakh, from each one you can find that from Hashem came that this woman is supposed to be for a particular man. Min haTorah, the Sefer HaPasuk says, Vayan lovenu b'sul v'yomer me Hashem yatsa hadavar. Came from Hashem. Min haNeviim, the Sefer, va'ava v'ima lo yadu k'me Hashemi. The father didn't know that it was from Hashem that this happened. It's talking about the story of Shimon. Shown in Delilah. When the Ksuvim, the Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, Bayis v'hon nachlas avos me'ashem isha maskalas. House and wealth are inheritance from fathers, but an intelligent woman is me'ashem, is from God. So, we're seeing indeed that this is going to be in Tanakh, that each one, a woman and a man, are meant to be together. For Amar Rabbi Shimon, Misham Rabbi Reuven ben Astravili, another statement which is says by them. Va'amr lo b'masis n'tana, some say it was taught in Ebraisa. Amar Rabbi Reuven ben Astravili, ein adam nechshed b'davar elam kinaso. A person is not going to be nechshed b'davar d'var v'era. No one's going to be suspected of doing something wrong unless he actually did it. V'im lo asa kulo asa miksaso. If he didn't do it in his entirety, he at least did part of it. V'im lo asa miksaso here believe lo asa. And if he didn't do it, and if he didn't actually do part of it, then he at least thought about doing it, and therefore he's held responsible for that. Low here, I believe, Allah. So if he didn't actually think about doing it, he saw other people behaving in a certain way, and he was happy that they behaved in that way. So you see, there's always a backing and a reason why someone goes ahead and you're being accused of something, then there probably is something to it. We're going to see that qualified now. Moshev of Yaakov, hold on a second, we ask the Kasha, because we know that the Pasuk says, Vayichapu b'nei Yisrael, Devar Mesher Lochein al Hashem, Elokeihem. We find in Malachim that what happened to Bnei Yisrael went ahead and they accused something that never actually occurred. Al Hashem Elokeihem. Has Gemara Hashem Hachis Udavid? Nah, you can't bring a raya from there because over there they knew that the whole thing was really false. So there's an accusation, but the ones that are accusing it, they know that it's baloney and they were just doing to make Hashem upset, to make him angry. Toshema. What about the following? The pasuk says, Vayikanu LaMoshe B'Machane LaAaron Kedosh Hashem. They were jealous of Moshe in the camp of Aaron. Kedosh Hashem, the one who was Kadosh of Hashem. This is talking about Korach, who was going against Moshe when he was fighting with him. Rav Shmuel by Yitzhak Amar Malamet Shekol Echad Kini Leishtom Moshe. That means that each one of them warned their wives about Moshe. That's talking about like when you have Kin of Astira, which is talking about Sota, that if a man and a woman are married and the man accuses the woman of going alone with another man, that she's doing something wrong, they should go through the whole Sota process. One of them is called Kina, which means that they accused, they warn them not to be alone. So they all warned Moshe not to be alone, as if Moshe Rabbeinu was someone who did this type of stuff. Says Gemara, so what do you see? What Moshe Rabbeinu did? Of course he didn't. He has being accused of doing such things. Says, no, ha'asam ishim sinahu David. That's all done because of hatred. Clearly, again, it's something which is known that it actually isn't true. And if it's doing like that, then yeah, so it's baloney. But if a person's not coming from hatred, that's what we're talking about. If a person's accused, and then we actually have to believe that there's some sort of truth to it. Toshima, let's go in to see again. He says, it should be that I should have the portion of someone who is accused of something, but he actually didn't do anything wrong. In other words, because this is a kapara for me. Papa said, this happened to me. I was once something, went ahead and they accused me of something, but I actually didn't do anything. But what do we see nonetheless? That there's a possibility of going ahead and being accused of something, even though you didn't do anything. Says Gemara Lokasha, Habakala Pasik, Ha Bikala Delo Pasik. In the case when a person is accused, when they were talking about if it happened to me or it should happen to me, that's talking about when there was a call, but then it stopped. Right, that means that there was a certain voice that went out about them, but then it stopped. Habakal delo pasuk, but the one where it actually is true, that's when there was a kala that didn't pasuk. Vakala delo pasuk ad kama. This idea of it continued and never stopped. How long does it have to continue in order for it to be that this actually is some truth to it? I'm Rabbi, I'm really aim. My mama told me, do me demasa yomo palga. If you have certain ideas, people are thinking, Rashi says, Dumi is chashad. If there's a suspicion that goes on for a day and a half, and that's already enough. If it continues like that, then we know that it's probably true. That's only if it didn't stop in the meantime. In other words, if there was a suspicion for like an hour or two, and then it stopped, and it started, then it stopped, and it started, then nah, that's out the window. Less than above, then it's considered like it's nothing. But don't think that the stopping means that it stopped because it randomly stopped. But I mean, it has to be that it randomly stopped. But lo amran elad lo pasuk machmas yira of a pasuk machmas yira lo. It's not talking about because people are scared. In other words, if people are scared to continue the rumor because maybe what's going to happen, something's going to happen to them, that's why it stopped. But if that wasn't for the fear that would have continued with it, then it's not considered like it actually stopped. And we also never said this, Ela delo hadar navat. Aval hadar navat lo. The only time that we said that if it stopped, that it's not considered like anything is in a case where it didn't come up again in a very powerful way. However, if it came back and it came back with like full force, then we could assume that actually this really maybe did happen. Rashi says the bus of the pasuk hischa kala novat nishma demian the kamo b'mesachas tainus high tumer abanu demida the fartzida the tute kala kiven the novat piris zevazel loshin samach. So in other words, when it sprouted out and it came up very intensely, then we could say it actually is true. V'larman elu deles le'ovim. This is only talking about a case where a person doesn't have anyone who hates him, anyone who's against him, any enemies. But if his enemies, it was his enemies who did it, and therefore, if we don't pay any attention to it, it's not real. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.